Now let me learn the water madhouse sound. We family with, you know, we get these letters in hit to the email box. We printed this thing out. All right, here it is. We family with. Came from one of our little homies this time, Bert. He writes here, dear Morning Madhouse, I'm 15, my brother's 17. We both work. We both buy our own clothes and our own shoes. Well, I bought a new shirt, hung it in the closet, and left for work. When I came home, the shirt was gone. So a couple hours later, my brother come home with my shirt on and his friends. So I called him out. Like, bro, why you got my shirt on, big dog? I mean, you can buy your own clothes. Okay, I added all that other stuff. But so I called him out.
Instigating.
We had a little squabble. You know what I mean? We had a little squabble, shouting Matt, just a little push down, whatever. You know, I had to put them paws on him a little bit. Well, he didn't really say who won, but I added that in there. So later on, after we had a little squabble and everybody was gone, he apologized. But he said, I was wrong for calling him out in front of his friends. That we're family, and if we have family issues, I should wait. I should have waited to discuss it when we was alone.
What?
I'm like, man, listen, I want you to buy me a new shirt.
Nah, bro, pull up. Pull up, bro.
I'm like, listen, bro, I want you to buy me a new shirt. He said, no, just wash it and wear it again.
Who took, Lil Bro took Big Bro shirt or Big Bro took Lil Bro shirt?
Big Bro took Lil Bro shirt.
Oh, yeah.
It don't matter who took what. You ain't asked.
We fighting off gate.
So his question is, should his brother buy him a new shirt?
I don't know his bath situations be like. I do need a new
y'all
soap.
You got a little brother, big brother?
I got a little brother.
Yeah, you ever took any of his stuff?
Nah, we different in size. Oh, okay, we real big different in size. Yeah, yeah.
So you can't wait on this.
Yeah. He's
Bert,
small.
What about you? Your brother about the same.
We damn sure don't wear the same clothes.
Boy, listen, I was over here worried about how you was going to respond. I'm like, yeah, I borrow his clothes from time to time.
Now, I'm talking about
go to commercial.
I'm talking about when y'all was even growing up, Burp.
Growing up, we did wear the exact same
y'all probably
outfit
matched, didn't you? Yeah, I can tell.
Day.
I can tell y'all matched.
Day. Y'all twins.
Yeah, identical. Oh, yeah. We wore the exact same outfit every day.
So
we
wouldn't matter to y'all.
Right.
What is the point of putting the same outfit on people who already look alike?
I don't know.
Like, think about that. Why do identical twins dress the same?
That's our parents doing.
Get that man a little style.
But now, if he was to take my clothes, first of all, I would be a little happy.
Well, you got to tell people who don't know your
hey,
brother.
Hey, Burp, I want to wear this jersey.
Your brother's gay.
Right. I have an identical twin brother who's gay. I call him my Brista.
Yeah, you do call
now he's super fabulous now. Don't get it twisted now.
Fabulous is an understatement.
He's a fashion noble, okay. Fashionista, whatever you call
okay
it.
The boy is wonderful.
He got
that's
the
what
strongest UPS calves I've ever seen.
The boy is stylish.
So in this situation, do y'all think the older brother need to buy a younger brother a new shirt?
Yeah.
Buy him a new shirt?
Yeah, man. You can't come in my closet with my hard-earned money and take my shirt. Shirt's expensive
back
these days, bro. Shirt used to run $20.
Give me my shirt back and the money for the shirt. That's what I want. It's interest on this. You going to stunt in front of your friends?
I
like
see,
it's
Burp
your
just
clothes?
Go too far, yeah, bro. I'm just saying.
Oh, he in front of his friend? Like, hey, bro, hey, this fresh, ain't it? This shirt fresh. Yeah, it is fresh because I just bought it 2 hours ago.
I mean, how would you feel if somebody did walk up with your outfit on with their friend? Like, what's up, bro?
Yeah. And you
like think about it, bro. I'm like, hey, bro, hey, that's coming off you now, bro.
You got to say something. I got to call you out in front of your friends.
You going
to
show them this fresh wife beater because you're coming to buy this shirt. That's what you're going to do.
I would be so, especially if it looked better on them than me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes me mad.
Oh, fire!
You mad. Me and my brother never really took, like, we, like, growing up, we was kind of like the same size. Like, we could wear each other stuff, but we never took each other clothes.
It's a respect thing.
Yeah, we didn't.
Especially if you work for, like, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, bro, can I borrow this? That's it.
Right.
Come on, bro. That'll save a whole so much drama.
But my friends used to take my stuff. They used to break in and steal.
Oh, friends? Your friends don't care about your life.
Hold on, wait. You said your friends used to break in
and steal my clothes.
I don't think those are friends.
And then I see them wearing it in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Those definitely not friends.
Oh, no. Those weren't friends.
Not at all.
Then we had to swap it out. You done stole my stuff.
Those are not your friends.
Yeah, they weren't your friends, bro.
That's how it was growing up.
Those are the local stick-up boys.
That's how it was growing up in the
neighborhood. Somebody ain't tell you the truth.
Get the latest nosy neighbor news, celebrity gossip, and find out.
Yeah, the struggle is real. No, Larry, the Morning Madhouse. It's a Wee Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse. Hey, dude wrote in. He said, dear Morning Madhouse, Madhouse Nation, I'm 15, my brother is 17. We both work and buy our own clothes and shoes. I bought a new shirt, hung it in the closet, left work, and when I came home, my shirt was gone. A couple hours later, my brother came home in my shirt with his friends, stunting all stuff in my shirt. So I called him out. We had a little squabble, but later on he apologized and was like, I was wrong for calling him out in front of his friends because we're family and we discuss family issues alone. I said, yeah, whatever. I want you to buy me a new shirt. He said he don't feel like he should buy me a new shirt. Just wash that one and wear it again. What y'all think? Should my big brother buy me a new shirt because he wore my shirt before I did and it still had a tag on it and I wanted to get fresh? Good morning.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Talk to me, bro.
Good, man. Hey, who's that on, that new guy, man? He's got me rolling, man.
Darren that Big Baby.
Big Baby from Wild
What's happening,
House.
Bro? What's happening?
Man, you got you there. You look like I took your shirt.
You got a comment? Hey,
yeah, man. I got a little brother, and, you know, I mean, it ain't really... I mean, being a fresh shirt, you know, you're going to be a little salty about it, but, I mean, at the end of the day, that's your little brother, you know?
So you going to buy him a new shirt, yes or no?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go that far with it, but, you know, I take the apology and just roll with it. You know what I mean?
Nah, man. You got to buy me a shirt.
You got to give me a new shirt.
You're going to buy me something. Or you know what's going to happen the next time you got something new? Oh, I'm going to wear it first. I don't care if it's some new J's.
I'm petty like that.
Me too.
I will take some. I'm going to steal some money from you. I'm going to take two things.
I'm going to get something. I'm going to get you back.
It's principle.
Good morning.
Man, he needs to realize that that's the older brother, man. I got an older brother. They take your stuff, man. He's lucky that his brother showed up and he saw him in the shirt because he would have never saw the shirt again. You can't make your big brother do nothing. He ain't going to buy that shirt if he asks.
Oh, it's going to be something done. You might not buy the shirt, but it's going to be something done. You won't wear nothing new again.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to bleach your... You know what? I'm going to bleach all your clothes.
Oh, I'm going to
put all your colored clothes in the washing machine in bleach. How about that?
I'm going to put all your white clothes in the same washer with the colored clothes.
And bleach them?
No, you ain't got to bleach them.
Because the colored clothes going to fade on the white.
Exactly.
No, I'm going to bleach them. I'm going to make sure you know.
That's just rude.
That is rude, man. That's
for taking your shirt, you going to go that far, Larry?
Yeah, man. It's the principle. You got to set it. You know what, Burp? As a little
hey,
brother.
Hey, bro, I feel you, bro.
You know what?
As
a little brother, you got to set a standard in your life.
No.
All my life.
Well, maybe, because you know you can't beat your older brother.
You might can't.
Nah,
be
it's always going to be a day where the weak will rise.
It'll be one day. It's always one, but
the tussle goes down. Listen, and whenever your little brother beats you, bro, you both of y'all breathing heavy. All right, bet. I see you.
Brother, you and your brother ever got a fight?
Boy, go to bed, boy.
Boy, you ever been hit with this part of your hand right here? That boy, little heel part of your hand?
Burpee brother used to lay him out, boy.
He hit me with this little thing right here upside my temple. I said, all right, wait till I come back. You got to have a strategy to fight my brother.
It's Charlotte's favorite dysfunctional family. What up?